Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com! Oh, come on! Come on! It's just me today, okay? You just got Papa Bear today. Little under the weather, all jacked up on meds, got the NyQuil pumping through me, the DayQuil pumping through me, the afternoon quill pumping through me right now. It's gonna get weird today. But the show goes on, all right? It's a Bob Seger day today. Show goes on. My lady is not with me today. She's in California, yay, with the kids on spring break at Disneyland. She's probably wearing ears right now, eating cotton candy, out there living her life. And for me, well, it's no woman, no cry. Sit. Just me. But since it's just me, well, you know we're leading off with porn today. We lost another one. Yeah. I'm going to take off my glasses here and respect the dead. Lost another porn star today. Ah, why? Why?
This one was brutal.
Oof, this one hurts, dude.
It does.
This one really fucking hurts, you know?
Because she didn't overdose.
No, she didn't overdose. She didn't put a shotgun in her mouth and blow her fucking brains out, Cobain style. She was murdered. She was tragically murdered. Hit that crime corner button, even though Jables isn't here. Yeah. Crime corner. Show her, Bob. Show this one. Show this picture of her right here.
Ironic, since she won't be able to solve her own murder.
Sorry, Daphne. You're not going to be able to solve your own murder on this one. Oh, man. Look, I'm laughing out of respect for the outfit. It's great. It's great. But it was an accidental choice today. Sometimes the world just gives you gifts, and that's one of them. Let's pop up that picture. Bob, there she is. There, that was her at happier times there. I think Palm Springs, or could be just on a putt-putt course right there.
Yeah. I mean, I think literally every single moment of her life prior to being murdered counts as happier times.
Yeah. You don't know that, Bob. You don't know that. I typed in her name, and the first video that popped up was Black Gangbang. So one would imagine she probably had a bad day that day.
I doubt it. She was working. Oof. Getting paid.
There was a lot of dudes in that video. I clicked it on, obviously, for research. Where was she
love.
At here? Where? Yeah, you never work a day in your life. But it's just hard to sit down. It's very, very hard to sit down after a day like that. Let's see that dumper.
Just going
there.
On a hike? I don't know.
Look at that little dumper. Nobody goes on a hike with a clutch and a pair of jeans on. Not once. Not once in the history of man has anybody gone on a hike with a small clutch purse and a fucking set of jeans. Though, look at that duker, man. R.I.P. All right, Bob, let's dig into this, okay? This happened in New Mexico, the land of turquoise, rattlesnakes, and meth. Somebody broke into her house in an attempted robbery and murdered this princess. Murdered this little beauty here.
Murdered. I didn't see details of what the murder was. They just found her unresponsive.
Yeah, you're going to have to actually pull up an article, Bob, and stop staring at her tits, okay? I'm going to need you to do that today. I know it's tough. But she was murdered, and her publicist put out a statement saying, I want to get this out of the way. This isn't your classic porn star death.
Isn't it?
No. This is a murder in New Mexico? What are we, fucking Breaking Bad? I mean, I'm I'm glad that it wasn't an OD, and it seemed like she enjoyed what she did.
Gets murked in Boogie Nights, right?
Yeah. She gets murdered because her
William
her
H. Macy husband, finally snaps.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah, with this one though, an attempted burglary doesn't really jive with a jilted ex-lover.
Home invasion is always
home invasion, so and I mean, I had a friend that got stabbed to death like 50 times in Atlanta.
Jesus Christ!
And it was alleged home invasion, but it turned out it was somebody they knew.
Yeah, so home invasion.
Really?
Then they stole stuff after they killed her.
Okay,
I think.
What did they steal exactly?
I think there was like a video of the guy taking out the TV. It was their drug dealer.
Got it. That's a possibility. It is New Mexico. What was some of her finest work, Bob? Would you mind going to Pornhub there? Obviously, we can't show it because we're on YouTube today.
Well, apparently she has on an IMDb page.
Really? Good for her. Good for her. Meanwhile, Emily Willis is still fighting for her life. We could lose another porn star here in a couple days. I don't know when this is going to end. This is a pandemic.
So here's some of her best work.
Okay.
Emily Leone. Her last one, she was in 3 episodes of Love Her Feet.
Big fan of that series.
Did an episode of Property Sex.
I love Property Sex. She's the realtor and she's showing a house and ends up banging the guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Family Strokes.
Mm. Yeah, of course. Little controversial here.
Yeah.
3 episodes of Hijab Hookup.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Are we saying this is for Palestine?
Who knows?
Wow.
Who knows? Also starred in the hit My Stepsis Swallows 6.
Mm. I didn't see the first 5. How was the 6th one? Was it good?
MSSS 6 was pretty good. Okay. I mean, it wasn't,
Yeah.
It's getting a little kind of self-referential, I guess you could say.
No, I understand that. I understand that.
Mr. Lucky Raw.
Yeah. I don't watch porn with condoms on, so I would probably be into Mr. Lucky Raw. Now, forgive me here. Is the one above that? Does that say Big Tit Cream Pie?
Yeah, she was in an episode of Big Tit Cream Pie.
Okay. Did that air on HBO Max or
just
weirdly Pornhub?
ABC Family.
Yeah.
Right after Pretty Little Liars.
A couple episodes of Filthy Kings.
Big fan.
Obviously, we all remember Baby Got Boobs 18.
Baby Got Boobs 18, yeah. Yeah.
And Lesbian Superstars, big one for her.
Of course.
Big episode of Thickums.
Thickums, yeah. Yeah, I got that on DVR right now. I haven't caught up on Thickums, so don't spoil it for me.
And then, oh boy.
Oh, is that Monsters of Cock?
Monsters of Cock. I was actually looking at
2 episodes.
The one beneath it, which is Meet Mandingo, Volume 7.
Yeah. The first installment of that was very powerful.
You know what is actually tragic?
What?
She got into the industry when she was 17.
Oof.
Wait, what? How?
Because the porn industry is awful.
Is it really? It's not. One would think that'd be regulated. There's no OSHA there.
They're not great people, no.
Strange. There is a lot of IMDb. Is IMDb doing porn? Back in the day, it was so fucking hard to get an IMDb credit. Your movie literally had to come out in theaters to get a fucking credit. Now they're just putting porn up there.
I have an IMDb credit for something I didn't even do.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Proud of you.
I am a PA for Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the original.
With Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Good for you. How was that?
I don't know. It was in 8th grade.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did not work on that movie.
Yeah.
But if you look up Daniel Regester, that's my only credit.
All right. Well, I mean, you've got one of those names that's somebody else probably has, you know?
And all they did was be a PA for Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Sure did.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got? Latina Sex Tapes is on there. Was she Latinx?
I think she
was definitely not Arab,
yeah,
but she played Arab,
yeah.
She had range.
She had sex tapes.
I mean, she was doing a lot of Latina stuff early on. Come Fiesta.
Yep. I remember that one.
My Dirty Maid.
There was a lot of chips and salsa in Come Fiesta.
Teen Curves.
Whenever it says teen, I gotta
I gotta take a hard right there. I can't do it.
So you wouldn't watch the episode of Teen Pies she was in?
No, couldn't do it.
Especially considering, again, she started when 17. She was 17. Yeah.
And you don't want to risk that, right? I always think that if the FBI is going to show up at the house and it's all like fucking underage teen shit, then you're going to the Who's Gal for a little bit, probably.
Don't necessarily know if there's anything wrong with watching Daddy Says I'm the Best Too.
Was that what that says? Yeah, is that what that says on her resume there?
She says,
Daddy says I'm the best too.
Two, yeah, it was a sequel.
Okay. Is that Mama Bang Texas?
Mom's Bang Teens.
Oh, Mom's Bang Teens. Sorry about
that. So she was already playing, you know, Hollywood, right? She was, by the time she was 19, she was already playing a mom.
I know. Strange part about it is I tuned into the Oscars on Sunday night, and I did not see her in the in memoriam section there, and I hope the family writes a letter to the Oscars, because her IMDb, how many credits is that on there?
82.
82 credits, and she couldn't get a in memoriam? I don't really understand.
Right. 82 credits, also 10 archive footage, so...
Okay. What are the archives there? What do we got?
I don't know. Young and Stunning, Big White Cock 5, Teens 2.
Sure.
A Big Cock is Good to Find. Yeah. She's Legal 4.
Okay. Great. All of these are excellent films. But I did not see her at the Oscars. Actually watched the Oscars on Sunday night. It wasn't bad. Bob, did you pop in at all?
I watched a little bit of it
while we were here recording.
Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel hosted, boring as shit. You know, stock standard everything. Liked that he wasn't too political. I knew he couldn't help himself at the end with a fucking Trump joke before he got off stage. They told him not to say it, by the way. They were like, don't fucking do it, dude. Just, can we please just keep good ratings? Try to bring in middle America. And he was like, no, fuck you. That's how much I hate Trump, which is fine. But the rest of the show was actually very well done.
Yeah.
At one point, I was surprised.
Didn't Emma Stone call him a prick? Like, you could read her lips.
Yep. Yeah. Jimmy Kimmel's just a fucking cocksucker. But it was a good show all in all. You know, you could have swapped out the host for literally anyone at that point. But not really any big surprises. Obviously, Oppenheimer won everything.
There was one big surprise.
One big surprise.
Well, there were two. There were two big surprises.
Who was your two surprises?
I guess two, right? So, like, Rob was really upset about this.
Yes.
Best
one
adapted.
I was personally upset about that. Was best adapted screenplay.
Oh, best adapted screenplay.
Yeah. Now, I haven't seen American Fiction yet, so it could be great or whatever. Uh-huh. But I don't. Watching Oppenheimer, it's rare that I watch a movie and think, like, man, this screenplay is incredible.
Yep.
That's even before the Cillian Murphy stuff, and he was obviously brilliant. I was like, the first thing I really started thinking was, like, this is the best written movie I've ever seen.
Yeah. And that's the shame of it all, because it's all on diversity right now. And that's what it seemed like they were going for throughout the nights. Not the best person, but just getting diverse awards. And, you know, I want to say he's like the first ever black screenwriter to win best Oscar or something like that. But
I mean, so for what it's worth, do you know the plot of American Fiction?
I do.
I mean, it's like kind of anti-woke, to be honest, even though the guy who wrote it is a gawker writer.
By the way, heard it's incredible.
I want to see it, and it looks
good.
So do
good. I.
It was just like that the accomplishment of Oppenheimer's screenplay, I was just like, I don't think there's no fucking way anything was better than it.
No, and to write it and direct it and for that thing to be a masterpiece like that, I just don't know how you beat that screenplay. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But again, they kind of divvied up all the awards, so everybody got something. Mm-hmm. The other snub, are you talking about Lily Gladstone?
Yeah.
Yeah,
they didn't all go for diversity.
Yeah. Well, so here's the issue with that, and a lot of people were complaining about this early on in award season, is that the studio should have pushed her for supporting actress instead of lead actress. And so behind the scenes, there was some people who voted on the Oscars that said, hey, we didn't feel like this was a leading role in a movie. You're the only one who's ever seen it, Delco. You're the only one I've met in real life.
Yeah, she was great. And
was she the lead, though? Was she had a like all of it?
She could have been best supporting. There's an argument for that, because there's points in the movie where she's just like not even like conscious.
Right. So, and that, I think that was the biggest gripe out of everybody else of like, hey, if you would have put her up for supporting, she would have won. Even Emma Stone was shocked when they called her name and her dress just ripped in half in the back. Probably not great for that designer. You know, that's their big night too, is those designers and her dress just ripped down the back of it. Musical performances were great. Ryan Gosling stole the show and the entire Oscars, in my opinion. He was fantastic. This morning I was reading an article where he said that it was a plan all the way along to say, hey, you know, I don't know if I'm going to do this. And behind the scenes, I guess he rehearsed for 2 months for that. And it crushed. It was awesome. God damn, that guy has everything, doesn't he? I mean, just fucking everything.
He's incredible. All of it. And he's hilarious. He's a good actor, like a great actor.
By the way, in real life, he's a good person. So people were asking throughout the ceremony of like, who's the girl? Who's that blonde girl with him? It's his sister. It's his sister, Mandy Gosling. I did a couple movies with her. She's not an actress or anything. She works behind the scenes in crew. She's like a UPM. Who's kind of in charge of like the production and all that stuff. And they're as tight as a brother and sister could be. They're super fucking cool. And he takes her to all the shit. And Eva Mendes, you know, watches the kids. They're happily married. And he doesn't fuck around with any of the dumb shit out there. Never saw that guy fucking raging or anything else. Complete professional. And Jesus Christ, he just keeps getting better looking, dude. It's nuts. It's nuts, that guy. He's got all of it. He's got all the things. He was on stage. Even his presentation with, because he was a presenter for one of the awards with Emily Blunt. Bleazy, dude. Bleazy. Look, I know Jesse said on the show a million times that they're in an open relationship. As far as like a blind item is concerned out there, the rumor on the web with her and John Krasinski. I have no idea. Is it weird that she's doing a third movie with The Rock? Sure. Sure it is. I know one thing's for certain. I wouldn't want my wife doing three movies in a row with The Rock for 6 months apiece.
I'm not afraid of The Rock at all.
I think The Rock, yeah, I wouldn't. I don't think he has sexuality.
The Rock might be asexual.
Yeah,
guys.
Yeah, he has the sexuality of a rock.
It's
yeah.
The Rock, brother. I don't want to do it.
He's too big. That's the problem. And also, you see, he's doing an A24 movie.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is starting to get pissed off that Batista is getting all the serious roles for big guys. So he's going to try to pivot.
Well, I think it's. I think it's a weird combo for him because for me, with this pivot, because he's doing WWE and he's all in. He's doing it like every fucking week now. His last, I don't know, three or four movies in a row bombed, and he's trying to turn it around here. I think the biggest problem with him and Kevin Hart in particular, and I love Kevin Hart, and I'm saying this out of love, is they've become businessmen, and that's really all I think of them as anymore. Mm. I don't really think of them as actors or comedians. I think of them as just brilliant businessmen. I follow The Rock on social media. I follow Kevin Hart on social media. Every single post is in regards to some product, but there's like 80 different products that those guys own. So it's hard to keep track of it. Like with The Rock, for example, he's got Zoa, the energy drink. He's got the tequila drink. What is it? Terramana?
Sure.
He's got the clothing line with Under Armour. And now he's got a new skincare launch for men.
Yeah, the XFL.
But here's the thing, right? Like Batista's getting some like really good movies. Like he did Blade Runner.
Yep.
He did Dune.
Yep.
The Rock hasn't done. He hasn't sniffed anything like that.
But the problem with The Rock is to do that, you have to be the supporting guy. He wants to be the lead guy, and with Batista, he was just taking what was coming along, and it's smart. I think it's very smart. Even John Cena has popped up in supporting roles, trying to change his whole shit. But I just don't see The Rock taking a back seat and doing a supporting
role. Did you see conspiracy Twitter on Oscars?
No.
For John Cena? Where they're like, this is an Illuminati humiliation ritual?
Shut the fuck up.
When John Cena came out naked?
Shut up.
People are literally trying to make that argument. It's like, yeah. Do you realize he wrestled in underwear for like 20 years?
Yeah, he didn't give a shit. He didn't give a shit. Like, and when also, you're that jacked and ripped.
What's the humiliation? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what? Don't look? Everybody's covering their wife's eyes. Like, what's the humiliation on that? Even I was just like, well, goddamn, dude.
He's actually pretty low-key funny.
Yeah, he's not bad.
He's a pretty good comedic actor.
He's not bad. I haven't seen...
Ricky Stenicki. That's the new one.
I haven't seen that. Or did that come out yet even?
Yeah, a bunch of listeners hit me up and they were like, hey, you got to watch this movie and I'll check it out. I haven't seen it yet. It was one of those. It's, I mean, it's getting tougher because they're going to these weird streaming apps, and you're like, where the fuck is that? Where do I find that at? But I heard it's pretty good. I didn't mind. I thought it was a fun moment. You know, they had the fucking dog. Billie Eilish was really fucking good. She won her second Oscar. She's the youngest person ever now to win two Oscars, which is nuts to me.
What was? Oh, did she win one for Bond?
She did. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But Cillian Murphy won. That was to be expected. Emma Stone ended up winning. Who was supporting in that, Bob?
Divine Joy Randolph or whatever.
Right. I didn't see the movie. So
the holdovers, yeah.
Yeah. Then there was only a couple political speeches out there, which I was amped to see. Which was zero, but one was unavoidable.
It's the Holocaust movie, yeah.
No, not that one. Actually, there was a documentary about Ukraine.
Yeah, that guy.
So I understand that one because he was there on the ground. It was called 120 Days. So he was there for the first like 120 days of the war. And that I understand. The guy with the Holocaust movie trying to tie that in, you know, when it's a fictional movie to what's going on in Israel and Palestine right now, I'm just like, all right, that's a real big reach. And is that the audience you really want to do that in front of?
I did like the guy who was like, make smaller budget movies.
Yes. That was the writer from American Fiction. And he's right. Everything he said in that speech, by the way, was a great speech. The writer of American Fiction who said that is what I've said here forever. There's a million talented people out there. There's a million amazing scripts and all that shit. I know you're just seeing the dog shit and the IP and the remakes and the sequels and everything else, but I promise you there's so many great original scripts out there. They just won't make them. And his speech said, look, instead of making Transformers for $200 million, why not just make, you know, fucking 20, $10 million movies? And I agree with him. Because some of them are going to hit, and some of them aren't.
Hit big, dude.
I know. Something popped up in my feed the other day with Napoleon Dynamite. And movies like that, Little Miss Sunshine. I mean, there's a million of them out there, but they won't do it. I don't think they have a strategy for it. And the studios themselves, they used to make 12 movies. Hopefully 8 would hit and then 4 would bomb and they would be fine on their bottom line. But, you know, then you see the Dunes of the world that come out and crush and they spend all the money on them. And then you're like, well, we were right after all. Well, that stupid fucking Willy Wonka movie.
Have you seen it yet?
Yes.
Dune 2?
Yep.
It also wasn't that expensive. I think it was less than $200 million. And they fucking nailed it.
Oh, my God. That movie was good.
It was. I think it might be the best picture of 2024.
100%. Like next year, like that's on lock. You already have the best picture winner for next year. And there's just no way to top that whatsoever. Visually, that was the most stunning movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
Story was good. Everything.
Story was great. All of it. It did, though, like what you said made me really think going into that movie. I was kind of looking for it, of what you said about Star Wars ripping off Dune. Like all the books of Dune to create Star Wars, and you're 100% correct on that. Jesus Christ, man. I mean, it's really close.
Dune is so much better.
So much better. So much better. It's nuts.
And it's like, even the Anakin storyline a little bit similar to Paul.
Yes. I mean, I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, is the guy who wrote Dune, is he dead or something? Like, how did he not sue George Lucas for all that shit?
Oh, he's definitely dead. Oh, he wasn't dead then, I don't think. Frank Herbert.
When were those books written? Do you know?
The Dune was like the 60s, I think.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Yeah, look up the books of that. So then that would, fuck.
Oh, Frank Herbert? Oh, no, he died in 1986. Yeah, never mind.
R.I.P. 30 years ago. When did the books come out, though?
60s.
It was, yeah.
Okay, so if they came out in the 60s.
1959 is when he began researching it, and it was published in 1965.
Okay. Yeah,
there's, what, 20 books? Something like that?
So,
20 graphic novels?
So, look, Star Wars comes out in, I think, 76 or 77, probably. Yeah, George Lucas would have been reading those fucking books and then coming up with a screenplay for Star Wars. Back then, they weren't really, you know, buying books and turning them into movies or whatever, so... Yeah, you could rip that pretty easily. But man, if I'm that guy, I would have been pissed off about it. Obviously, he's dead. We can't ask him today. Hopefully, he's up there with Sophia Leone, and they're both kind of hanging out together. Just watching down over everything.
Big Dune fan, from what I heard. Sophia.
Sophia, the porn star?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But if I were him, man, I would be so fucking pissed off. Even that one dude looked like Jabba the Hutt. And I kept thinking about that, too. And I was like, fuck, man.
Oh, it's everything.
The Baron? Yeah.
Yeah. Everything in that movie, dude.
I mean, there's even little things, right? Like how the Jedi mind trick is the same thing the witches do.
100%.
And, like, it's everything. It's everything short of fucking lightsabers. And they still do use swords.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just don't use electric swords or whatever.
I mean, that fight at the end, too, was awesome.
Yeah. Oh, dude. The whole thing was just
the way they
out.
Shot it. Yeah. Everything.
And I'll say this. If you're going to see Dune 2, go see it in that IMAX laser bullshit, whatever the new thing is. Every time that song came on from the Sandworm, my head was ringing. The whole thing is just incredible. And walking out of that, directing shit that I've directed and everything else, man, I just can't wrap my mind around how somebody can even fucking direct and edit a movie like that. It's just implausible. It seems like just such a task.
Shot a lot of stuff on location, too. With like I think a lot of it was shot in Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I know, like, crew members and shit were passing out. Actors were passing out. I think it was 115 degrees during the shoot out there. It was miserable. Christopher Walken said he did 3 weeks, and that was it out there. You kind of had to get him in and out at that age, because I think he's in his mid-80s now at this point. But I'm looking forward to the next one. How many books in total was Dune?
I think it was like 20.
Holy shit, are you serious?
There's a bunch, but the main, like, core of it is like 4 or 5 books.
Okay. So what do you think? There's going to be 4 or 5 of those things? Or are they going to keep?
I think this first one is just the first movie. The first two movies were just the first book, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Jesus, man. That could go on for a long time. Maybe that's why they had the cast that young, so they could keep on going with this thing. Austin Butler, dude. Man, that guy's fucking good. You can't really... I'm tired of being Chalamet to death here, but you can give me all the Austin Butler you want. I like that dude.
Chalamet was good.
Yeah. He's just too small for
Chalamet
that.
Chalamet is goated. So
he does need to put on some muscle for like the next movie or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, dude. The little leather suit was baggy on him.
It's hard to take him seriously as a fighter.
I know at the end when he was just like, nope, we're going to fight instead. I was like, come on, Chalamet. We're not doing that bullshit. We're not doing that bullshit. Spring break is going on. We Borged up last week. Great Borg names from you guys. Still coming in, by the way. But it hasn't stopped anyone. Last week, we told you Miami put out a fun little video about you got to leave our town and everything. Nobody's fucking leaving the town. Spring break. No rules, no laws. All right? Bob, go to TMZ. There was an epic fight in Fort Lauderdale yesterday on the beach. Couple of chicks going at it. Couple of women.
This time of year, back when we worked at TFM, was just the gnarliest submissions you've ever fucking seen.
It's the best, right?
Oh, my God.
It's the best.
The amount of, like...
So many things we couldn't post.
Oh,
keep
fuck,
scrolling
dude.
Down there. Keep going down.
I mean, the amount of just, like, vile sex that got sent to us. I mean, I'm talking...
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, people, like, absolute just, like, fatties and drunk morons banging in the sand.
Just on the beach in front of thousands of people.
Yeah. Really?
I'm talking, like, finger blasting on a police car. Like, every fucking thing.
Was that the era of Girls Gone Wild? And then they were like, hey, we'll just send this in.
So, no, okay. It was like 2013, 2015,
2016. Yeah.
Okay, there it is right there. So let's pop that open there. I am excited to watch this with you guys today here. I love a good old-fashioned beach brawl.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, is that Ghost Bed? You can play the ad. God, fuck it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Counts as our ad read today.
What do we got from Ghostbed over there?
Ghostbed mattresses are known.
Yeah, they're really listening to our shit, aren't they?
Yeah.
Antimicrobial. Look at that.
Yeah, they fucking know. It's their RV.
Yeah. Ghostbed.com/drinkerbros. 50% off.
RV mattress today and see what your RV's been missing.
Yeah. That's all a right. Nice commercial.
It is.
Way to go, Ghostbed. Yeah. Let's get slutty.
Bang.
Oh, shit. Somebody's weave's coming out. Get a
ooh,
bob and weave.
Off, it's off.
Bob and weave. Uh-oh, they're coming. There goes a wig. Yeah.
I see some stuff like this, and I'm like, what could have possibly happened that you two needed to do this?
No reason.
No reason, Bob.
The best videos, though.
Titties out.
Look at these fuckers, dude.
Yeah, they're going wild. That said, the best video submissions we'd always get back in the day were like Oklahoma drills or Nutcrackers.
They still do the Oklahoma drills. I'll find some real quick.
I saw an Oklahoma drill the other day. Pop open this video. What's this one right here? Who's in spring break there?
Somebody's fucking Twitter.
God damn it, I missed it. Look at that. No, it's fine. Look at that, dude. Shit. I mean, everybody's sneezing back here today. Who's that, Joel? Shut the fuck up, Joel.
That was me. That was me.
Oh, it was. Okay. Sneeze outside. All right, Cafe Ibiza there. God damn it, man. Look at these spring breakers. That's an expensive bottle of booze there. That's definitely
for a college kid, that's extremely expensive. Yeah.
Holy shit. Okay.
We got a little Borg bong.
Yeah, a little Borg bong, baby.
Look at this.
God damn it, I miss it. Son of a bitch, man. What I wouldn't give for one last spring break. Just one last spring break.
I don't think I could do it.
You're kidding.
I don't think I could do it.
Man, that's crazy.
That time has come and gone.
That's crazy, my man. I could easily do this fucking shit. Easily. Just wake up with a couple gator tails and get back at it there. Look at the fanny pack. Look at the fun.
Just ready to go.
Look at this guy.
I would definitely have fun being this photographer. I'll walk through the fucking beach and just be like, hey, do some stupid shit for TMZ.
Look at these fuckers.
Oh, that's just...
Oh, boy, you can taste that right there in your mouth
is that
right now.
Gin? That looks like Beefeater.
It
I'm
looks
not
like
sure.
Beefeater gin. There's nothing worse than a shot of gin in the afternoon.
Good Lord.
Gross. That's all they have.
Oh, here's
an
Oklahoma drill.
There we
it
go.
There's a picture of it. I don't have the video. I can find it, though.
That's just the guy holding the phone. There we go.
There it is.
There's the Oklahoma drill.
Yeah.
Well, this is the same thing, though. It's the crowd. It's the circle. And I have seen some of the chicks doing Oklahoma
Yeah, the chicks have done it. The video I saw the other day was chicks doing Oklahoma drills.
Bang, bang.
Look at that. Homegirl really... go back to that one, Bob. Homegirl really jammed that thing up her ass, didn't she?
Sometimes it gets
That's
there,
just you know? How they are now.
No, yeah. that one looks like it was actually supposed to go over her ass, and she brought the wrong suit.
That's
and
the
she's
style,
like,
man.
I got to hike it up.
That's been in style since we were in college.
That one looks like a Walmart purchase. That was a little too big, and she was like, well, I'm just going to hike this up my
Anything
ass.
Else is looks like a diaper.
Yeah. Like the girl in the diaper. Pink, though, that looks intentional. In the middle
it's
there.
Like a, yeah. It's like a... thong with extra top material, basically, because this shit kind of has it too. Like, it goes up your ass, but lower.
Yeah, that's just normal.
Okay. Kids, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinking bros. They're back! Come on! Come on! Like, they've never left. Products refresh in the store. Every bed is made in the good old U.S. of A. They beat the system. And now they're passing off all their savings to you. 50% off everything in the entire store with the promo code DRINKINBROS at checkout. I used to say the bundle package, 50% off. I don't have to say that anymore. If you just want an adjustable base, 50% off. You want a mattress, 50% off. Pillows, 50% off. Sheets, 50% off. RV mattresses. 50% off. Let's fucking go. Let's fucking go. Head on over there. Today's the day, dude. You can load up the cart as high as it'll go. All the way to the ceiling there. No matter what you put in it. Now you check out, pop in that promo code Drinking Bros. You're going to get 50% off all of it. Plus, they still got that 3-year pay-as-you-go program. No interest as long as you have decent credit over there, and you're good to go, dude. Stretch it out, and then stretch out your body on a ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Next up, we want to welcome back our good friends over at Diet Smoke. For those of you new to THC, let's break it down for you. Diet Smoke crafts their premium THC products from 100% American-grown hemp. Speaking of crafting, fellas over at Diet Smoke cooked up another can't-miss product. Their new Shrooms THC blended gummies have launched, and they're perfect. Each gummy packs a dose of uplifting THC and euphoric mushrooms in there. Refreshing flavor. Great, great flavor on those fucking things. Tastes like there's a little spoonful of honey in them. Big fan. Great vibes all the way around, and they're discreetly shipped, so you can't lose there. If you don't know your wife, if you don't want to let her know that you're getting them, they're discreetly shipped to your house, your good, or your kids, or whatever. Each Diet Smoke product, third-party lab tested to ensure you're getting the best ingredients. There's a QR code on the bag. Scan it, and it'll all check out. Look. The THC gummies over there come in 5 to 150 milligrams. Some of them come with caffeine. Some of them come with CBD. So if you're trying to get up, stay up, trying to go night-night, they got those too. They got some with melatonin in them. Love Diet Smoke. I take a 10 milligram one of these every single night. Helps me go to sleep. Huge fan of these guys. Here's the fun part for all of our listeners. You can go to dietsmoke.com. Use the code DB50. For 50% off any item, including the all-new Shroom Gummies. Remember, you must be 21 years or older to purchase. Enjoy responsibly, and cheers to Diet Smoke. Go to dietsmoke.com, promo code DB50 for 50% off any item in there. Last but not least, we got hardafseltzer.com. We're live in the state of Texas now. We're all up in your business. In Texas, we're in 50 HEB stores, all the grocery stores here. Big milestone for us. 5 Krogers down there in Houston, every single Total Wine in the States, and we're expanding rapidly. Just opened up at Free Rum Brewery in Burney, Texas, last weekend. Had a great time there. Got fucking rocked there. One of my favorite breweries in Texas, man. That place rocks, dude. Holy shit. We're also live in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Ohio out there. Ohio, I know a lot of people are going to watch March Madness this weekend and all the bars and restaurants. Hit up Standard Hall on campus, Urban Meyer's Pint House in the Short North. Hit up the Short North Pint House. They're all serving Hard AF Seltzer. Get wet. Get fucking wet with your favorite teams. Get ready for Selection Sunday by going out and watching the games. We're on all the university campuses, too, down at University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa, that Corks and Tops. That's Shell Station on 1405 University Boulevard. Tiger Liquors there in Auburn. University Liquors at University of Tennessee. And Pat's Liquors down there on UCF campus. Also in that ABC Liquors at UGA. Go Dogs. Get a little dog water in you up there. And the Total Wines out in North Carolina. And all of those brunches out there. God damn it, I love brunches, dude. They're expanding rapidly, too. They can't get to Austin fast enough. That's my favorite breakfast spot if you're there. And then Whiskey Creek Trail. It's got the games on all weekend there on Masonboro Loop Road in Wilmington. But if you're bringing a 12-pack home to your house in Wilmington, just hit up that Total Wines. There, they got you covered. Now, if you're not in one of those states or one of those surrounding states, we still ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. Support us and support the show. Yeah, Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite sports and players, you just pick more or less on 2 or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. March is almost over, but the biggest moments in college basketball tip off the month of April. Be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men's and women's college basketball. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today at Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. So let's take the NBA, for example. Let's say you choose Steph Curry for more than 29 points and the Joker for more than 10 rebounds. Or let's say you take Caitlin Clark for more than 30 points and LeBron James for more than 7 assists. You're a winner. Kevin Durant for more than 28 points and Trae Young for more than 10 assists. You're a winner. It's that easy. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code Ross Patterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app today and use code Ross Patterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Yeah, now it's time for PXG. When PXG says nobody makes golf clubs the way that they do, they're not lying. The PXG clubs I have are absolutely incredible. So when I heard about their new Black Ops driver, the driver that promises you that you don't have to sacrifice distance for forgiveness, I had to try it. I went to a PXG location for a fitting down in Austin. Fantastic experience across the board. Super impressed with those guys. And the PXG Black Ops driver is a breakthrough in driver technology. It's a complete and total victory in golf club engineering, unlike anything you've ever seen before. Black Ops drivers are adjustable to deliver a combined MOI of 10,000 plus for unreal forgiveness. That's ridiculously high. The higher the MOI, the more forgiving the club will play. So you don't have to square the ball perfectly for it to go straight and get distance. Add PXG's new advanced material face technology, and you get the incredible ball speed that pushes distance to absolute limits. More forgiveness, more distance, no sacrifices. Game changer has been thrown around a lot. Let's face it, all the time here, I feel like it's been thrown around so much that it's kind of just lost its meaning. Trust me when I tell you, the PXG driver is a true game changer. You'll be as impressed with it as I am. Learn more and get free shipping on all equipment at pxg.com/Ross Patterson and use the code Ross Patterson at checkout. That's pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson for free shipping on all equipment. pxg.com/Ross Patterson. Code Ross Patterson. Not a big fan of it. Let's just go all thong there.
There's this guy just grabbing people on the
beach. Look at fucking Pex Norton there just hoisting this girl in the air. Yeah. How many people are out in that water? You know how many people are pissing in that ocean right there?
Oh, it's, yeah.
Endless.
Oh, a little FAU.
Oh, is that FAU? Let's go. Look at that dumper.
It's
on
not even spring break.
That girl's just got a San Antonio dumper on the left there.
Yeah, we could probably go past that.
That little biggin, dude. Somebody, that's last call at the bar there.
That's
that
the type
little
of,
biggin.
We'd get a lot of those videos. A lot of last call videos.
That holy little shit. Biggin over there.
I've seen some stuff, man.
Yeah, I bet you have, dude. Look at how many people are in the water. There we go. Now we got the cops on horses in the beach. I always laugh my ass off when I saw a cop on a horse on the beach. I was like, great. You want to try to chase me through this shit, homeboy? Good luck.
Plus the amount of horse shit.
I know, dude. It's everywhere. And they don't clean it up. They just leave the fucking shit on the beach. Keep going there. Let's see.
Oh, got some zippies.
Got some zippies, brother. What are you drinking there? What are you drinking? Nothing, Mr. Officer. Zippies, and then your face down in the sand there. What a fucking bum. Why would you do that job? What's his last name there? Is it Cruz hyphen Garcia?
Yes.
Gross. Whenever it's a hyphenated name like that,
man,
don't trust it. Don't trust the family. What are you doing in life if you're arresting spring breakers? Unless you're trying to get head later on, you know? A lot of cops told me during spring break when they arrested chicks, they would try to offer blowjobs to get out of the arrests. A lot of people took it. A lot of people took those free beaches and said, all right, move on about your day. That was an excellent beach, and it is appreciated. Now you can carry on with your life. I'm not going to take you to jail. But that tequila right there, that's a fucking expensive bottle, man.
Little Don Julio?
Yeah.
It's spring break, man. Go out. These are probably seniors. One last ride.
Don Julio, that's going to run you, though. I mean, that's a pricey bottle there. And that's the good shit, too. So everybody's going to drink that at once, and you're fucking donezo. Man.
I've always been a beef eater guy.
Beef
eater on the beach, you know?
I'll take a beef eater and tonic, but I will not do shots of gin. That's always what I never understood about Ryan Reynolds' company, that gin company, Aviation. Who's drinking that much gin for $300 million?
He sold, right?
Yeah, he sold it. He sold it, like, very early on, too. I just don't know that many concoctions with gin. Gin and tonic, yes.
Everyone that was a bartender friend of mine loves gin.
You know why? Because they're proud. I asked Jesse this, because Jesse used to be a bartender. And I said, what's the fucking story with gin? Every bartender prides themselves on making a great mixed gin cocktail. Like, you know, the hipster places where you go up to the bar and you're waiting 42 minutes for a drink, and they've got to take a lighter to an orange and then squeeze it and then rub it around the rim and then, you know, blow smoke in your face, and a real live fucking engine walks out, blesses the drink and then hands it to you. And you're like, oh, sweet, man. Just wasted 42 minutes of my life for a drink that I'm going to down in 3 sips. Thanks. What do we got there in that video, Bob? That looks just like Freaknik.
Just Miami going off, man. Spring break.
There we go. So now you know why Miami didn't want anybody there. Let's just call it for what it is here. Okay. You remember Freaknik back in the day? Did you guys ever hear about Freaknik in Atlanta?
I did not, no.
Fucking A, dude. Freaknik was some of the craziest shit of all time. So they just signed on to do a Hulu doc series on Freaknik. And Freaknik was just, well, I don't know a better way to put this. It was just black people that's from all over the country that would go to downtown Atlanta and just drive around in cars, play music, and then just drink and drive in cars. There was no organized event for it.
It was just
no
show parade. Up.
They would literally just show up in the city for a week, drive around, get fucked up, and get arrested. There's no beaches in Atlanta.
No.
There's not even any bars in downtown Atlanta. Shit, half the things that are open in Atlanta are for kids. It's like the Coca-Cola factory. There's an aquarium down there. And there's an underground mall. And that's it.
Like, yeah, the Atlanta Underground, right?
Yeah, that's all there is to do down there. It's not a fun downtown life. Neither is L.A. There's nothing downtown but Skid Row. So, I mean, you got to go out to the suburbs for shit. So they would just come into downtown, take over the city, play music, and then just get arrested. And that was kind of it. Spring break, I at least understand, where you've got a place to stay. You're going to a beach. You're going to lay out. You're going to get fucked up. There's going to be bands playing and all that other shit. Freaknik was just like, hey, dude, you got a boombox? Awesome. Throw it in your trunk, and let's get fucked up and then dance on the hood. Yeah. Pull up old Freaknik footage if you can. Go to YouTube and find it, Bob. This will give you a real good idea what it was. And it's Freaknik. Yeah, Freaknik. I think I left that an N there, probably. Who knows? Jacked up on all the Dayquil today. There you go. Yeah, let's go 94. Fuck it. Fuck
Bang.
It. Yeah. Black, shout out to Black Life Films. You know, Bob, it's real hard to say. It's real hard to say, but this is it. You're just in the middle of the streets in downtown Atlanta, and nothing's going on. You don't have to pay for anything. You don't have to do anything. You're just showing up in the streets and then stopping your car in traffic.
And just having a good time.
I don't really know what the time right? is, though. Yeah. Again, there's nothing to do.
Just hanging out.
Just walking the streets and doing nothing in jean shorts there. And it's Atlanta, so it's still fucking hot, so it's not like the greatest place to be down there.
April, pretty hot in April.
Yeah, it heats up, man. It heats up quick in Atlanta, that humidity, and you're so just walking around, dude.
Was everyone like, oh, fuck, it's Freaknik weekend?
It was a week, so every single... Everybody in Georgia was like, God damn it, dude. Do something. Just do something. Hold an event. I think they tried to hold a concert 1 year, and a bunch of people got shot. And then they were like, well, we can't do Freaknik anymore. And they ended up banning it. Look, I'll be blunt with you here. At the end of every single night, some people just got shot. That's all that was. And as a white man rolling down there, it was frowned upon. So if the cops saw you driving down there, they would literally stop your car and say, "Excuse me, sir, do you know where you are?" And I go, "Yeah, I'm in downtown. I'm going to pick up something, whatever." And they're like, "No, it's Freaknik. So you're white. You've got to get the fuck out of here." I made the horrific mistake of, as I didn't know what it was and I didn't know what was going on. I'm not in the know on Freaknik, and social media wasn't available, obviously. And so I took a first date to dinner at a nice steakhouse downtown. I got caught in the Freaknik traffic and I didn't know what was going on. And it was a horrific experience, and a cop drove me out of there.
Was it Ted's Montana Grill?
No.
Montana Grill.
I wish. I love Ted Turner and I support everything he's ever done in his entire life, but it wasn't Ted's. I forget what the name of the restaurant was, but yeah. I mean, scroll back. This is it. You're just walking in the street. And I wish, I'd love to tell you there was like a fair going on or
sort of market.
Yeah,
or
farmer's
carnival,
market, yeah. Or a swap meet or something like that. No, just nothing going on down there. Just literally walking the streets while people played music out of cars. And I guess it was like the only way to have a free spring break, I guess. But hey, man, to each his own. But to everybody down in Fort Lauderdale, PCB, all that other shit.
You got a Zima.
We love you and miss you. Oh, fuck you. Let's go.
Look at that Zima.
Look at that Zima. All right. All right. Now you had me. You have me with Zima.
If they want to sponsor the show.
No, they're gone. They're all gone now, sadly. Sadly, they brought them back. I feel like we brought them back. I did a rap video and it took off. And I feel like we brought Zima back. They did it for two summers there. We all had a great time, and then they pulled it at the end of the day.
Yeah, they sent us like a pair of Zubas.
Did they really?
Yeah. I used to have a pair of Zima Zubas.
Wow. Is it Zubas or Zubaz? I believe it's Zubaz.
The lifting pants?
Yep.
Yeah.
A pair of Zubaz, yeah. Yeah. Did you wear those out?
Of course, had to. Mm-hmm. Had to wear them to the gym.
You got to represent.
I feel like you'd look good in some Zubaz.
Yeah, I might just go full Zubaz now.
Yeah.
Why not go back to it, you know? Why not just go back to it and just say fuck it at this point? Get some pants from Oaktown 357 down there. Got a tragedy here in Oakland. No one has died, but Taco Bell has decided to move to drive-thru only there. In Oakland, so you can't sit down and enjoy a nice set of tacos anymore. Crime is on the rise there, and apparently people were robbing all the Taco Bells. It's probably one of the last restaurants I'd rob,
man.
Just for the prices there.
I mean, Taco Bell is, it's Waffle House esque in that nothing can close it.
Mm.
So
I don't know. They've kind of upgraded some of the locations to cantinas.
Well, the cantina. So the first time I saw a cantina was with you, Delco, actually on UCF campus.
Yeah.
And that looked fun, but that's a nice, fun college campus. Something about Oakland, can't put my finger on it. They decided to shut them all down. But again, if you're robbing a Taco Bell at that point, I'd probably go for a higher priced menu, like Five Guys.
Oh,
I understand.
Do?
If you want to rob a Five Guys, sure. $25 burgers, but Taco Bell doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
They do have a Taco Bell cantina in Berkeley.
Do they really?
Yeah, which is, I was looking at the map to see where these tacos, there's like, I think probably two Taco Bells in Oakland proper. And then, yeah, they got a cantina up at Berkeley.
Okay.
They have one across from, across the street from UT as well.
Yeah, so white college campuses?
Pretty much, yeah.
Not worried about getting robbed there, you know? Good for them. Is it Margs? Do they have full Margs on tap and a bartender and all that shit?
They do have Margs.
They do have Margs, but man, they are fucking, it's like pure sugar. It's tough.
Not good?
It's tough, yeah.
All right. Is there a real bartender? Is it just somebody in a Taco Bell uniform?
Dude, it's straight up out of a machine. I'll show you the menu. I mean, they
is it the frozen ones out of the machine?
I'm pretty sure it's only frozen, but I'll double check.
Yeah, pull that up for me. I'd love to see that. Those frozen ones, man, you've got to add like two or three floaters. They do that at least, because I'll butt fuck a couple floaters in there and be fine with whatever's coming out of that machine. But if you're not allowed to do that, then it's not going to be great. Pop up.
They do have a bar, though. But fuck. All right, hold on.
Yeah, let's see this thing. They got a full bar in there?
They do have a bar. But they, yeah, here's like some of the
situations. Oh, it's a yard. Look at that. That's fun and flirty.
Yeah. Cantina margarita with white rum.
It's all twisted up like that. I'm in.
I think these are like, frozen margaritas with tequila, with a shot of tequila or something like that. Mountain Dew Baja Blast booze with tequila.
Oh.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, look at that, dude. All right, I'm in. I'm not going to shit on this. Because all I would do then is just add a couple shots to this thing and get everything started.
It's just a lot of sugar. It's the type of amount of sugar that your stomach, it just like wrecks your fucking stomach. And you're like, oh my God.
I think it's good for you every once in a while. Like once a month. I think you got to load up on something like that. Clear out the system. Absolutely paint job. The fucking porcelain. Clear it all out, dude. And I support it. Once a month.
I agree with that.
Pick a Friday night, get a yard, throw a couple floaters in there, and then the next morning, just absolutely Oppenheimer your bathroom. Get it all out and start over. A lot of people are doing suppositories. Don't do that. Do this instead. Take a full yard of a painkiller down your fucking gullet and just watch the magic happen the next day. I think it's a lot better than those fucking pills. The pill shit, man. You wake up cramping in the middle of the night. You're doing calisthenics just to stay alive. Not this. You're blackout drunk, and then you wake up racing for the toilet. Like Dale Earnhardt Jr. What's this? They got their own beer there? Craft beer?
Just whatever's local. Yeah, they don't make.
Beautiful.
You know.
Shit, dude. I'm in.
Fat Tire, Dos Equis.
That's what I like about Torchy's out here. Torchy's is kind of a higher end Taco Bell here.
Torchy's
big in Texas.
Torchy's bar is legit. Like their margaritas are fucking legit.
Really good, dude. I got rocked there the other night.
That's a great spot to just, if you want to be like suburban dad drunk.
Yeah.
Just post up to that bar.
100%.
By yourself.
Yeah. Yep. I had an investor in town and he had a flight and he was like, "Hey, I want to pop a couple drinks in me before I get on this flight." And I was like, "Great. My neighborhood's right behind that goddamn thing." So we went to Torchy's, got those Cadillac Margs there. And after two of them, I was feeling great.
Feel good. Because I don't think they really have like a truly real bartender.
It doesn't feel like.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
The guy's just like, I don't know, whatever. Just pour, I'm putting a bunch in.
That's what it felt like over there. And I love it. I love the guessing of it where you're like, how much is this? What is that? Whenever he says, what is that? And then I know the drink is going to be good because he's going to fuck it up. He asked me what a Cadillac margarita was, and I was like, all right, man. So it's a normal margarita, and then just throw some Grand Marnier on the top of that. Sprinkle it on, but be generous about it, you fuck. And he was like, all right, cool. And then you knew. I was like, woof. As soon as that first sip hit my lips, I was like, this is going to be a rough one. This is going to be a rough one. But then that queso really calmed my system down there. Big fan of Torchy's. I think they're expanding all across the United States, by the way. I think they franchised out.
Yeah, they're everywhere fully else. Across the US. They kind of fall. Like, I still like their drinks, but the restaurant's kind of.
I'm for it.
Not a lull.
I'm for it, though. I can get into it. I'd love a nice Taco Bell cantina out here. The only Taco Bell we have out here by the studio is in a gas station. That's not great. That's not great. I don't know what it is about restaurants and gas stations that I don't trust, and I've also never had a positive experience over there. I usually shitting through a screen door the next day, or just pooping my pants, which happened in Roswell, New Mexico. Actually, I think I told the story in Drinking Bros, but I took a shit in my pants with my best friend. He had the same meal as I did, and both of our systems collapsed that day. And all we could do was look at each other. Racing for that hotel room, it was a key. It was an old school, like skeleton key we had to put in the door.
Oh, like an old timey, like.
Wasn't fast enough. Neither of us were fast enough, and it just, I mean, we shit ourselves. Luckily, they had a washer and dryer over there, so we could wash the clothes and get back at it. But that was a rough one down there in Roswell, New Mexico. Mexican joint inside that gas station. The locals loved it. Couldn't say enough positive things about it. Oh, you're gonna like the way you eat. I guarantee it. I was like, all right, I'll give this a go. And then whoopsie ding dong. Shit in my pants, man. Shit in my pants. It's like George Brett says, you know, you're good for it once a year. Once a year, you reckon? Andrew Tate is back in jail. I'm not sure what the fuck is going on with this guy. He's in, he's back in a Romanian jail here, him and his brother. And they were detained last night for 24 hours, actually in England.
I thought it was the English put out a arrest warrant for him, mm-hmm. and he was detained in Romania. Is that?
Tough to say here. I'm looking at it right Tristan, now.
They've been arrested by Romanian authorities because of a warrant in the UK. Warrant.
Yeah. And then they were also, I believe, about to bail Romania. And they got exposed by that kid, Aiden Ross, the streamer.
Oh, smart.
He was, I think he, you know, he's friends with them. He was just talking about how they were going to leave. And Romania officials were like, oh, well, that's our cue.
Yep, we got you here. It also says in a separate case, the Tates were indicted in Romania last year for rape, human trafficking, and forming a criminal gang to sexually exploit women.
There's so much smoke there that. There has to be something.
Got
to
be something. Did you guys watch that Ryan Garcia thing that he posted on his Instagram?
Losing his fucking mind.
What's up with that dude?
I have no idea.
He's been one of the top boxers in the world, and he appears to have lost his mind.
He's been boxing since he was 7, so that's a lot of CTE.
Is it CTE, or is it just such intense training that you just lose your mind later on in life? Is it like a child star? At this point, that's kind of what felt like for Oscar De La Hoya. I watched that doc on HBO, and it just seemed like he was the child boxer who was going to save the family and all that other bullshit, and then he just lost his fucking mind, dude. Lost his mind. And he's still not great now, that fucking guy. The charges against him were fucking gnarly, too. And maybe it's just like, hey, that focus as a kid, and you lose it. Todd Marinovich. Same thing. I'm going to develop my kid to be the greatest quarterback of all time. No, eventually going to lose your shit.
Yeah, I don't remember Marinovich in the Hall of Fame.
I know. And he did a 30 for 30 as well over there. And he just said, look, dude, this was too much pressure as a child. And I didn't have a childhood. I was always working out. I was always training. I was always eating right. He said he wasn't allowed to eat carbs and shit as a kid or sugars. So no sugar or carbs as a child whatsoever. Never had like a soda or anything else, and then just lost his fucking mind, dude. This appears to be the same type of deal with Homeboy here, but he deleted his social media. I thought he had a huge fight coming up. Can you look that up? Because I thought he was supposed to fight in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think he bailed out.
Did he?
I think so.
Type it in. Type in the Ryan Garcia fight and let me know what it says there.
He says it's still on. Ryan Garcia confirms fight with Devin Haney still happening despite bizarre social posts. This was posted 21 hours ago.
So that's a big fight. Devin Haney is a big fight. When is it supposed to go off?
A couple weeks.
Yeah.
Okay. Two weeks? Shit. How can you lose your mind like that on social media? And do you have that clip? Play the Ryan Garcia clip from Twitter. How do you lose your mind on social media like that? And then
which
then
one?
Like, cool,
I mean,
I'm going to fight.
Bobby Altoff or whatever her fucking name is. She interviewed him.
She interviewed him for a full show?
Yeah.
How did
so.
That go?
I mean, pull up that clip.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Rob, your girl. Pull up your girl.
Yeah, Bobby Altoff. But he was talking about, what was it? The Bahamian Forest or?
Bahamian Grove.
That's it. I've heard about this in the background for years.
Alex Jones thing.
Yeah, I don't know if it's true or false, but
I think it's pretty true.
In this clip, Ryan Garcia says, hey, this is fucking true. I've seen it. They tied me up and forced me to watch some shit. I didn't see this Bobby Altoff thing. Let's see this.
You got robbed today.
Oh, I did.
That was pretty
8 a.m.
crazy.
In the morning. So somebody said, top of the morning, let's go rob him.
Yo, do you know
somebody's
that?
Drinking a coffee, right? And the first stop, they go, let's go rob him. That's crazy.
What did he take?
A $54,000 watch.
That's it?
And a purse.
What else?
Not my purse. Just make that clear. Some other stuff. They did take the Casa Azul, though. Hey.
The what?
Casa Azul. You don't know what that is? It's called the
shit
drink.
Should I know what that is? Is no, it, like, worth should. A lot more than...
No, I was just making a joke. Bro, you're making me feel like I'm weird right now. I'm actually feeling really uncomfortable.
That's
your job?
That's not what I'm that's trying what to do at all. I think you're doing that all on your own.
Well, maybe I'm self-sabotaging, but you're really...
You 100% are.
The energy ain't it.
What would you like me to
you're
do?
You're not giving anything.
Like, also
yo, that, hey, that
so
was a crazy
drunk.
Statement. What?
I don't think you even know what you're saying.
I do.
What do you think of that?
Seems pretty manic.
If you don't... Well, here's the thing. If you don't know what show that is, dude, like... that's not my type of shit. I guarantee, I don't think he knew what show that was at all. I think he probably heard that Drake was on it and then went on there and, you know, you're just trying to speed up sentences to fill the dead gaps there. And when you're walking into something like this and don't know what it is, that one, meh. Play the one from his Instagram stories where he was talking about the rape and the Bahamian fucking Grove thing. That one was the one that I was just like, oh, this guy's lost his fucking mind. Bobby Altuff, that I just don't get her. I don't get that whole shtick. It's not great for a podcast. It's okay to watch and say, all right, cool. It's great that you can stay in that character and be uncomfortable for an hour and a half. But man, it's scroll down. You had it. One more. Scroll down. Keep going. Scroll down. There you go. No, one more. Yeah. I think so. I think this is it.
You think you're hot shit, don't you? You think you're hot... Listen up! What's my name? What's my name? My other name. What do you call me? I am your father!
I don't think this is it.
You will
weird,
call
man.
Me your father!
Pop it up.
There's one where he like goes on and says he didn't go, right? He ran it back.
Oh, he did?
I don't know.
Did he take that back, man? He's got... Oh, go with the little pictures, the little green pictures down there below it. Yeah, keep going. Right there. Yeah, there it is. There's so much weird shit of this guy.
Bro, I don't give a fuck, bro. They held me down and they made me watch little kids get raped. I don't give a fuck anymore.
Where?
Bro, they fucking took me to the fucking woods, bro, and they fucking tied... I'm not fucking joking, bro. I have fucking proof, bro. I don't give a fuck. Bro, I fucking will show you every fucking video you could ever fucking believe. Bohemian Grove is real. They fucking tied me down, and they made me fucking watch, dog. I absolutely don't give a fuck anymore. They're raping little kids. No... You know the higher elites, bro. You already know who they are, bro.
You know the path you're going down is dangerous, my friend.
I don't give a fuck.
You have proof of these things? You have proof of this on your phone?
Yes, of course I do. The fuck are you talking about? Of course. If Alex could get a fucking video from the Bohemian Grove, of course I could. I don't give a fuck, bro. They raped me, right? I was 2 years old. They raped me. I have proof of that, too. That's where it all started, bro. Okay?
You do know there's going to...
Yeah. Super fucking weird. Super fucking weird there. He's claiming he was raped as a two-year-old, and I have proof. What's the proof of that at age two? Is it a sketch with some on charcoal? Very, very odd, man. And this guy's one of the top boxers in the world right now. Devin Haney's no fucking joke, dude. I don't see any possibility of him winning that fight now whatsoever. If that's going on in 2 weeks and he's out here saying all this crazy shit like this.
I don't think it's going to happen.
You think they're going to yank it at the last second?
Yeah, he's going to pull out.
There's too much money on the line, though. Where is it? Because I'm sure tickets are pricey for this. And I don't want to say this is any part of promotion. This certainly doesn't feel like promotion for a fucking fight, for Christ's sakes. This just seems like a guy who's lost his mind. If I'm his team, selfishly, I push him into doing it for one last paycheck. Because who knows if this guy's going to be alive soon.
The Barclays Center?
Shit, that's in Brooklyn, dude. Damn, yeah, that's New a York, major dude. Fucking... I mean, it's a major arena. There's no way he's going to be able to win that fight after all this shit.
April 20th.
Shit, 420, too. Damn, dude.
That's when Hitler killed himself, right? Or is it Hitler's birthday?
Hitler's birthday.
Hitler's birthday. That's right.
Yeah.
Also Columbine.
Was it Columbine on 422?
Yes, on purpose.
For Hitler's birthday?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Look at that, Tim. I'm learning a lot every single day. Also, Steph Curry came out and said that he would consider running for president one day, which is very strange. Steph Curry is president of the United States.
Talking to Steve Kerr too much.
Pass. Yeah. Hard pass.
Would that mean Aisha would be the first lady there? He'd be look, there's a basketball court inside the White House now, so good for him. You know? He'd be able to dominate there. He'd be able to beat all of his aides. He wouldn't have to pay him off like Obama did.
Yeah, just play horse.
That's it.
And for all negotiations, just challenge it to a game of fucking horse.
That's it. There's no way that's real, though. Nobody wants that fucking job.
Why would you ruin your whole life?
Honestly, at this point, though, did anyone think Donald Trump would become president?
No.
Initially. So, like,
no.
Are we really going to eliminate anybody that's never been a politician that just has fame and fortune and they can just make their way to the White House?
Here's what I genuinely think, though, like, regarding Steph Curry. If somebody was going to do it, I think it could be The Rock. But with Steph Curry, I think he's just too soft-spoken. I couldn't see him at a rally getting everybody all juiced up to do something. Whereas The Rock, yes, you know? I mean, he'd come out to theme music, sleeves cut off, oiled up, the whole shit, and I think he could get everybody on board. But Steph Curry's just a little too soft-spoken to do some shit like that. Celebrity-wise, I would have said Oprah. Oprah's obviously, I think, what, 70 now, somewhere in there. So I think maybe 10, 15 years ago, she could have done it.
Proper age for a president now.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Give her a couple more years.
So yeah, a couple more years and then put her in. But I think she could have ran and got all the suburban white women out to vote and everything else, and she could have done it. Right when, like, around that Obama time, I think she could have done it for sure. Last but not least here before we get out of here, HBO just announced they're doing an Alex Jones documentary, and they released the trailer about an hour ago. It's called The Truth Versus Alex Jones, and it's from the Leaving Neverland director. It's going to document the rise and fall in the of the controversial and conspiratorial pundit Alex Jones. I'll give it a gozies. I'll give it a watch there. I wonder if Alex had anything to do with it.
Probably not.
I would hope they interviewed him, right?
Yeah, right.
I would imagine. Are we on YouTube yet? I don't even play.
Yeah, we're on YouTube. But that would have made that makes the documentary if they interview him.
I agree. And he'd do it. He'd sit down and do the interview.
I feel like he would talk to anyone.
Fuck yeah. He talks to everybody.
Yeah,
he talks to us.
Yes, he would do. He would sit down for anything. For sure, man. So it says it was filmed over 4 years with unprecedented courtroom access, and it involves the story how the families whose children were murdered in the Sandy Hook shooting took on the conspiracy giants Alex Jones in the two courtroom trials. Despite the judgment, which was what, $1.5 billion, I believe. Sandy Hook families are still in legal purgatory after Jones declared bankruptcy. Now, they have offered to settle with Jones for $85 million, paid over 10 years, is what they've said. And I think here's what happened on that. They got a hold of his bank accounts and his statements and all that other shit. Alex made a lot of money in his career and is still making a lot of money to this day. His website, InfoWars, is very, very popular. Still, and he's selling all of those products are his, and he owns pieces of them and all that other stuff. Obviously, I've done his show, I don't know, 3 or 4 times, been in his studios. Massive, incredible setup over there that's probably cost $2 million. My guess is that they got a hold of the bank accounts and they said, look, we know what you got, we know what you're bringing in per year, and if you give us 8.5 a year over the next 10 years, we'll settle up and get the fuck out of there. Not sure what he's going to do. Not sure what he's going to do on that one. We're going to get him back on Drinking Bros here before the election, possibly on the election, although we might do something with Tucker Carlson that night, it's rumored, so we'll see, but I'll ask him about it. It's interesting. The guys that did that Finding Neverland doc are pretty goddamn good. I enjoyed that doc, so I'll give this a look-sees here. I'm trying to figure out what date this is going to drop here, but I'll give it a watch. You know, I've known him for a few years here, and smart guy. I would say probably 80-20 of what he believes and 20% entertainment there. Obviously, he had the wrong call with Sandy Hook, but he's been writing a lot of shit there. But it's fascinating to watch. As we move into this age of documentaries and away from scripted TV, because it's just simply too expensive, and HBO is pretty much just trying to sell off all their parts now at this point. The documentaries are fire we're getting right now. This is the best fucking time for docs in the history of television. So I'm amped for this. The release date says March 26th. So I'm coming out at the end of the month. All right. I'm in.
Speaking of docs, the fucking guy that participated in the documentary about Bowen that was also about to testify or speak in his deposition got murked. Well, he suicided himself.
Yeah, sure did.
And then, meanwhile, within the last week, we've had 6 noted incidents on United Airlines of them having maintenance issues.
Great.
Yeah. Isn't it great that our transportation is, you know, starting to deteriorate?
That's awesome. By the way, on a United flight on Thursday night. So, looking forward to that. Didn't know that little hot tip that you just popped out there. But I am on United on Thursday, so if it all goes away, well, you know what happens over there. United, prayers up to the porn star we lost today. Pour out some of your Borg wherever you're at on the grounds. Let's leave it on her. Let's leave it on. What do you think, dad ass? Or is that too much for? Is that too much for YouTube?
We already showed ass anyway.
There we go. So let's leave it on her best asset here today, and then play the angel music over it, okay? There it is.
She's rocking the same swimsuit, by the way. Sort of like Lothong.
Well, she's actually got an ass. So God bless her. God bless you guys for tuning in out there. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. Although she's not here, I miss you. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Buenos tardes, everyone.